Bill O'Reilly here, Friday, March 11, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening this week in America. A new Iron Curtain falling over Russia. President Biden blames high gas prices on Putin. Spring breakers descend on Florida. Many shoppers are asking, where's the beef? Also ahead, update listeners sound off, but first, the world's biggest companies suspending business across Russia. Major corporations protesting Putin's invasion of Ukraine include Coca-Cola, Pepsi, McDonald's, Starbucks, Netflix, Citibank, Visa, MasterCard, Apple, American Express, Microsoft, and many, many others. The Kremlin itself pulling the plug on Facebook and Twitter to block any negative coverage of the Ukrainian situation. The CEO of McDonald's says it will cost that company $50 million a month in lost revenue not to do business in Russia. The White House blaming astronomical gas prices on Putin. Press Secretary Jen Psaki promoting the term Putin price hike on social media. The president deflecting any personal responsibility for record high energy costs. Said Mr. Biden during a visit to Texas, quote, gas prices? They're going to go up. I can't do much about it right now. Russia is responsible. A gallon of gas now selling for $4.25 on average, up from $2.50 when Donald Trump left office. But gas was up $1 a gallon before Putin invaded Ukraine, Mr. President. About a little truth-telling. Tourists flocking to Florida in record numbers. State officials reporting three times as many visitors compared to last year, but remember, COVID was in play. Hotspots include Fort Lauderdale, Miami, Panama City, and Tampa. Younger Americans will spend $1 billion on spring break, much of that on booze. Police in Florida typically arrest 5,000 people or so just in March for public intoxication and other lifestyle crimes. The price of beef surging across the USA, supply chain problems, lack of labor, and skyrocketing fuel costs causing a nationwide shortage of meat. Some suppliers like Tyson Foods cutting back on production as profits plunge. The price of steak rising to $11 per pound, the highest since 1989. In a moment, update listeners have their say. Right back with that. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD or text GOLD to 65532.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Listener sound off. We do this each Friday. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. That's easy. Name in town if you wish to opine. So all the questions today are about Ukraine. And that's good. That's why we're here. We'll begin with Nancy in Mooresville, North Carolina. If we buy oil from Venezuela, Iran, Saudi Arabia, or any other country outside the USA, does Congress have to vote first? No. So administrations can make deals. Trump made tons of deals all over the country and the world. And Congress doesn't have to vote on it. This is called commerce. So the USA can make oil deals with whoever they want to make oil deals with. Will be controversial, of course, with Iran and Venezuela. Richard Gladwin, Michigan. Looking at a map, why do MiG jets have to fly to Germany west of Poland to be flown back to Ukraine? Why can't Ukrainian pilots just fly them from Poland right back to their own country? It's a good question you're asking. It's because Poland does not want to be in a position of attacking Russian troops, because that would be an act of war and Putin might invade Poland. So what the Poles propose is that they'll send jets to Ramstein Air Force Base, controlled by the USA in Germany, and from there, they'll be transported to Ukraine, where the Ukrainians can use them. Well, the American Congress is never going to support that. Biden isn't going to support it because, again, it can be perceived as an act of war against Russia, and nobody wants World War III. That's why this is happening. Andy in Fairless Hills, Pennsylvania. Hey, Bill, why is it okay for Russia to launch from Belarus, a country, but not any country bordering Ukraine? Well, Belarus does border Ukraine. It's north. And Belarus is controlled by Putin. So that's like Georgia, Turkmenistan, there's a bunch of countries that Putin really pulls the strings, and Belarus is one. So Russian troops can go through it, all of that. And that's what Putin wants. He wants to put back the old Soviet Union, which did control Belarus, Ukraine, and about 20 other countries around the region. William, Coram, New York. I just heard Joy Reid on NBC complaining about the press not covering any conflicts in Africa the same way as they do Ukraine. Yeah, that's now a mantra among progressive far-left loons, and Joy Reid is included in that group. It's amazing that NBC hires these people. It really is. Now, I'm not talking for censorship. I don't want that. But this woman is so out there. So she basically says, hey, look at all the coverage of Ukraine. And it's because there are white people living there, but you don't hear coverage of wars in Africa. Lady, Ukraine could lead to World War III. Africa, those conflicts are regional. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by putting it together. In a moment, something you might not know.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 25 years ago today, former Beatle Paul McCartney knelt before the Queen of England at Buckingham Palace. With just a few words and the swipe of his ceremonial sword, McCartney would henceforth be known as Sir Paul, a knight of the British realm. Here is the story behind the royal tradition. In the Dark and Middle Ages, knighthood was associated with Christianity. Kings across Europe dispatched holy warriors in the Crusades to reclaim Jerusalem from Muslim conquerors. The title was also conferred upon soldiers who rode horses during battle. Over time, the rank knight became associated with nobility, chivalry, and a code of loyalty towards the crown. Hundreds of years later, guns rendered the knight's armor and use of the horse obsolete, but the title remained. Today, the British monarchy bestows knighthood on people that advance the United Kingdom in science, business, and culture. In fact, since 1917, 65 people have been given the honor each year in Great Britain. There are currently 3,000 knights living
across the English Commonwealth, including some right here in the USA. That list includes Bill Gates, Angelina Jolie, and Steven Spielberg. And here's something else you might not know. On March 11, 1997, McCartney became the first Beatle to walk out of Buckingham Palace a night. But he wouldn't be the last. Exactly 20 years later, Ringo Starr, born Richard Starkey, was given the honor for his contribution to the arts and charity. Since both Beatles, George Harrison and John Lennon, passed away, Ringo will be the final Beatle to receive the honor. Under current rules, you must be alive to be knighted. Both Beatles, Starr and McCartney, currently live in America. Sir Paul remains the wealthiest musician in the world. He owns 6 homes across the USA and Great Britain. Total net worth for Paul McCartney, $1.3 billion. Back after this.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.